This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today interact and address the contingent of Indian athletes who participated in the Asian Games. He will host the athletes in New Delhi for their outstanding achievement at the Asian Games and to motivate them for future competitions. India won a total of 107 medals, including 28 gold medals in Asian Games, concluded on Sunday. This is India's best performance in the Asian Games in terms of total number of medals won. Congratulating the Indian contingent on their phenomenal achievement, the Prime Minister said, "Every awe-inspiring performance has made history and filled the hearts of countrymen with pride." The program will be attended by the athletes of Indian contingent for the Asian Games, their coaches, officials from Indian Olympic Association, and representatives of national sports federations. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will kickstart party's election campaign in Telangana today with a public meeting at Adilabad, followed by a meeting of intellectuals in Secunderabad. Party State President G. Kishan Reddy announced this in Hyderabad last evening at a press conference. He claimed that there is silent revolution in the state and people want change of government in the state. He said the BRS and Congress will be competing for second and third places as the people of Telangana are eager for a political change and have decided BJP is the alternative. BJP has announced the name of candidates for poll-bound Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. The party issued another list of 57 candidates for Madhya Pradesh. Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will contest from Budhni seat, while State Minister Narottam Mishra will be the party's candidate from Datia constituency. For Rajasthan, the BJP released its first list of 41 candidates. The list figures 7 MPs. Rajyavardhan Singh Rathore will contest from Jhotwara and Kirodi Lal Meena will contest from Sawai Madhopur seat. For Chhattisgarh, the party announced another list of 64 candidates. Former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Raman Singh will contest from Rajnandangaon Assembly seat, while Union Minister Renuka Singh will be the BJP candidate from Bharatpur Sonhat seat. The death toll from the ongoing conflict between Israel and Palestinian militant groups Hamas has crossed 1,600 on both sides. According to different media reports, more than 900 Israelis have been reportedly killed, with at least 2,600 injured and dozens taken captive, while at least 687 Palestinians have been killed and 3,726 wounded. Israel has called for complete siege of Gaza and sealed it off from food, fuel and other supplies. It has also called up an unprecedented 3 lakh reservists. In a fiery speech, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed revenge, accusing Hamas of executing tied-up children and other atrocities. Hamas has threatened to kill captured Israelis if attacks targeted Palestinian civilians without warnings. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that nearly 1,37,000 people were taking shelter with the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, the UN agency that provides essential services to Palestinians. In the Kashmir Valley, two terrorists were killed by a joint team of security forces in a nocturnal gunfight which broke out at Alshipura Hamlet in the South Kashmir's Shopian district. According to Additional Director General of Police Kashmir, the terrorists neutralized in the operation had association with the banned terror outfit Lashkar-e-Toyba. In ICC Cricket World Cup 2023, defending champion England is currently playing against Bangladesh at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala today. Bangladesh captain Sheikh Al Hassan has won the toss and he has opted to field first. England scored 33 runs in 6.3 over without any loss of wickets. Meanwhile, Pakistan will lock horns with Sri Lanka in Hyderabad this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.